Today is Wednesday, the 10th of September, in the 23rd week of Ordinary Time. Noreen Ni Rain, with the monks of Glenstall Abbey, sings the Beatitudes.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Blessed are the gentle, they shall inherit the land.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
This day you will be with me in paradise.
Then Jesus looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, or defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice on that day, and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven, for that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets."
This is perhaps Jesus at his most revolutionary, promising that the world's values will be turned upside down. On first hearing, how do you think that you'll come out of these changes? Will you benefit from them, or will you be worse off as a result? Why is it that the poor, the hungry, those who weep and are hated, are the ones singled out for better things to come? And why are the rich, those full of food and laughter, those generally thought well of, told to expect hard times ahead? Jesus speaks these words to his disciples, his closest followers. As you hear them again, consider the different reactions that you might see among them.
Then Jesus looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, or defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice on that day, and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven, for that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets."
Everyone has a reaction to what Jesus says here. Speak to him for a few moments about how you've been touched by what he said. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.